This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, my colleague. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. Because he's in London, he has a front row seat to amazing violence. Bloomberg reporting, yesterday there was another night of violence in parts of the UK after several days of rioting across the country provoked by far-right groups following the killing of three children in Southport last week. There have now been riots in more than a dozen cities with over 400 people arrested. The most appalling incident, people tried to set a hotel in Tamworth on fire where they believed asylum seekers were staying. I believe that some of the mob, and we're talking about looting and smashing and setting fire to various objects, some of the mob have cried out, immigrants go home, or whatever euphemism they're using. The original incident has been bandied about on social media platforms so much that the government, led by Sir Keir Starmer, is looking to punish social media for not reining in the rabble-rousing that goes on all the time on various social platforms. Joe, you are consuming the media there in London. Is there a sense that this is out of control or that the authorities are responding accordingly and that it's going to be weaker and weaker of a rioting?
I think right now it's hard to say exactly what the status is because it doesn't feel out of control, but it also doesn't feel under control. And I think that it is worrying that it has now gone on for as long as it has. And I think that my perception, I mean, first off, we have to be clear that with this kind of situation, it can be very difficult to know what is actually motivating people to engage in this sort of riot. And the best I can tell from London is that we're reaching a stage where they're attracting people with a bunch of different motivations. And so it's sort of like everything and nothing is bringing people out. I mean, there seems to be a lot of tension and anger about the government's immigration policies. That's certainly part of it. There seems to be a certain amount of contempt for the government in general. I mean, meaning both the state and also for the political class. But then also don't discount the fact that it's the middle of the summer, the days are long and hot, and for some of the people participating in this rioting, it might just be the carnival aspect of going out and doing it. And against that, you do have a state, and particularly the police and the courts, who seem to be struggling to bring it under control for reasons that aren't entirely clear to me. And so I think this is it's a very troubling situation. I'm not quite sure that I would call it a crisis yet, but it's definitely something that needs to be watched very closely.
And London itself, the big city where the government is there a sense of siege? Do you see police wagons rolling around during the day? Do you hear sirens at night?
In London, you didn't see any of that because remember, London is in the south of the country and a lot of this activity is concentrated in the north of the country, which is also interesting because there's an ancient north-south divide here. And when there's unrest in one place, there tends not to be in the other. And so I think, it's hard to avoid thinking about the fact that this is also happening in areas where there has been more tension over illegal migration and immigration in general, because there's more economic and social stress. These areas are not quite as prosperous as London is, perhaps don't have quite as much of a history of immigration as London in particular does. And so that becomes a factor. And it is notable that the political class and the media class are concentrated in London, which seems like the area where the cultural bubble is least suited to getting a handle on what is actually going on in these parts of the country.
The alleged perpetrator is not a migrant. He was born in the United Kingdom, and when he was detained, he was still a minor. He's now 18 years old, I believe. At the same time, the early reporting included a mob, a gathering of hostile and lawless people trying to burn a mosque. So is this also tied up with the dispute between Islam and the British government that's been longstanding, dating back decades?
Well, I think that there was certainly an element of that. And I think the specific pattern of facts here was very telling and also very troubling, because you know, there was this awful stabbing attack at the dance school, which you know, claimed the lives of at least three children. And then the rumor mill goes to work. And one of the reasons for that is that Britain's legal system is not transparent. And so they will often arrest alleged offenders in cases of this sort and not give the public very much information about whom they arrested and why. And in this instance, that's because the alleged attacker seems to have been a minor at the time of this incident. But that veil of secrecy is not helpful because it allows the rumor mill to flourish. And the rumor mill put out a categorically false statement claiming this stabbing had been perpetrated by a Muslim immigrant. That's not true. It turns out that the you know, alleged perpetrator, who has now been named by the courts,
30 seconds, Joe, 30 seconds.
Yeah, sort of comes from a different background. But I think that this all just fed into the suspicion of the state and this suspicion that the public isn't being told the details of this kinds of case. And I think that that kind of suspicious attitude is very poisonous and is where this kind of thing can develop.
Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, writes political economics. He's in London. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.